Let's Stay Together, Tired of Being Alone, Love, and Happiness. After all these hits, Al Green is taking his six-decade career in new directions. His latest CD is called Lay It Down. It has him working with a new generation of artists like Questlove, the drummer for the hip-hop band The Roots, and the producer of Lay It Down. NPR's Tony Cox caught up with Al Green to talk about the new CD.
Al Green, welcome to the show. It's wonderful to have you on. How you doing?
I'm just fine. I'm just glad to be on NPR. You know, how you doing?
Listen, I got to tell you a quick story.
Okay.
I was talking about
Far away.
I was talking about you at the barbershop yesterday. Okay. Apparently, you performed at the opening of the Galen Center out here at USC in LA last year.
Yeah.
And so I asked the barber, and you know how it is in the barbershop. I asked the barber, so how'd he sound? And he said, damn good. So that means people are, they're feeling you. They're feeling you.
Yeah. I hope they feel us laying down. I mean, the laying down is going to tell whether they're feeling me or not, for real. Oh, yeah. Well, it's a good CD, I think.
What would you say, I know you get asked this often, but what would you say is the secret to being so successful for such a long period of time?
You got to take your time, go for what you want, and never give up.
Let's talk about Lay It Down, because this is something that is really special, I think. What was it like recording and working with young artists, not just because they're young, but because oftentimes young people have different musical tastes and sensibilities, don't they?
I would say so, yeah.
So what was it like with Questlove of The Roots and Coreen Bailey Ray and John Legend and Anthony Hamilton working?
It was like a family. It was like family. It was like family. That's three times I've said that. It was like family. I mean, Anthony Hamilton is going to sing about I Love You, You All That Means, That Matters to Me. Then John Legend is going to sing the Love, 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 which is for Janet Rich up here. She's laughing. She's on the mic, too.
In the morning light, orange shades of white, you're the only one to try. So what's the meaning of saying goodbye?
So, I mean, Al is going to sing about, you know, I'm so tired of being alone. So, I mean, there you go.
Absolutely. It's vintage. It was vintage Al Green. It's particularly Lay It Down, the title track with Anthony Hamilton.
Yeah.
And for me, also, the songs Just For Me and You've Got the Love I
you
Need.
You Got the Love, Baby. Yeah, I Need.
Stardust in the sky.
What I'm so happy about is I went and wrote my verse. Anthony Hamilton, he wrote his own verse, and then we sang on the bridge and out. There you go.
It sounded great. You know, I have another question to ask you, and I've often been curious about this. One of the signature sounds that I think that you have is this what I'll describe as this falsetto hum. You know what I'm talking about? How did that, because when I hear that, obviously it's Al Green, no matter where you are. How did that come about, Al?
By practicing.
The new CD has been received pretty warmly from what I have read. And the song that seems to be generating a great deal of critical acclaim is the duet with John Legend. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, it really is. It really is doing a great job. And I'm just amazed at the reception it has gotten. And John is doing a great job on it. And that's Kareen Bailey Ray and myself back doing the background. So we're all singing on it, yeah.
One of the things that I noticed in looking at photographs of you over the years, from the 70s through the 80s and 90s and now, is Al Green, you look good still.
Oh, man.
How do you keep yourself
together?
You
see me now, man. I'm in a three-piece, man, white shirt and tie. All this is for you, man. I got some Concourse shoes on, the little Concourse gym shoes, you know? Hey, man, I am cool, baby. I'm cool.
You still enjoy performing live?
I just did New Orleans the other day. It stopped raining just in time for us to get on stage. And the good Lord kept the rain away for an hour and 20 minutes. And when we were saying goodbye, thank you, ladies and gentlemen, it started to sprinkle again.
Really? What's the, Al, what's the difference?
Tony!
Yeah, what's, tell me. Now, tell me a little bit. We don't talk, we're not talking much about your personal life, but are you a family man now, or are you just, are you? And how does your, how does that all fit into Al Green's world, because you have so many things going on?
Well, I mean, like my boy yesterday, we had to have a talk about his schooling and about him doing and getting grades that he should be getting and what group he should be in instead of the one he's in. And so we went out and had dinner and we talked about these things and we got an agreement that we're going to have to start doing the homework first, have dinner next, go over the homework, and be ready for school the next morning. We're going to apologize to our teachers for all the things that we said that was not correct, and we're going to turn a new leaf, start over, and he said, Dad, that's a good idea.
Al Green, I want to thank you. Family man, spiritual man, music man, performer. You are one of the classics, and I wish you all the best with Lay It Down.
Thanks, Tony.
That was NPR's Tony Cox speaking with musician Al Green. And that's News and Notes. Nicole Childers and Christabel Nsiabwadi produce the show. Sasha Woodruff edits, and Kenya Young is our director. Our technical director is Shireen Strausberg. Carlos Asensio is our drive engineer. Our staff includes Jeffrey Bennett, Roy Hurst, Devin Robbins, Ernest Champel, Jeffrey Gardner, Zachary Slobig, Drew Tewksbury, and Professor Tony Cox. To listen to the show or subscribe to our podcast, visit our website, nprnewsandnotes.org. To join the conversation or sign up for our newsletter, visit our blog at nprnewsandviews.org. News and Notes was created by NPR News and the African American Public Radio Consortium. Next week, our bloggers' roundtable explores the stories that are heating up in cyberspace.